would you say she spends an awful lot of time primping, or how would she get all dressed up?
I'd call it losing a lot of time primping and dialing up or something.
Uh-huh. And if she wore something around her wrist in the old days, what would you call that?
I'd call it a bracelet.
And around her neck?
I'd call it a bead.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear of parabeads?
Yes.
What is that? What is a pair? Is that, what would a pair of beads look like?
Well, I think it's a pair of beads with two sets around the neck.
Oh, is that what it means?
Yes.
It always have two.
Yes, that's right.
Uh-huh. And to keep the sun off, she'd carry a...
Call it a homonella. Parasol, wasn't it?
Parasol.
Yeah.
That's for the sun. For the rain, which she called an umbrella?
Yes, sir.
And how would men get ready to go to church? What would they wear?
What would they wear?
Yes, sir. How would a man get all dressed up, all dolled up?
Well, I think you put a suit on, I guess.
What I wonder is, did you have something you wore under the coat with a lot of buttons?
Vest.
You did have used vests.
Yes, called a vest.
Mm-hmm. And how did a man hold up his trousers?
How did he fold them? How did he fold them up?
How did he hold them up?
I call them galluses.
Uh-huh. Never use a belt.
No, he was a gallus.
Galluses. Uh-huh. And what would you wear to work in the fields?
Overalls. Yes.
Would they come up?
Yes, they come up here.
In those days, did you ever hear of anybody talk about jeans?
Yes, jeans.
Yes. Now, jeans would not have this... Or what would they be, jeans?
They've not got that come way up here.
I see.
They don't have this come up here, them jeans. I call them blue jeans sometimes.
Mm-hmm. It'd be something to work in.
Yes, that's what I'm talking
about. And if you bought a new shirt, your wife would boil it, and then you put it on, you couldn't get the collar button. Say, well, look at how this shirt...
Draw it up.
Yeah. I suppose they did a lot, didn't they?
They did.
All that boiling. That's
they did.
And if you had a lot of things in your pockets, say the pockets of your coat, some child might say, what do you got in your pocket? What makes it what?
So big.
Or bulge.
So large, that's right.
Would they say, what makes it bulge? Bulge out, or?
No, I can't see. They get that.
I just wondered if a child felt real curious about what you have in your pockets and ask you about it. How about different kinds of food that you'd have? Would you explain things you'd make out of cornmeal? Do you remember?
Yes, well, they used to have something called kush.
Kush?
Yeah, that cornmeal.
Would you tell me about that?
Yes, they call it kush, you know. You make it up, put some, put onions in it, you know, and something.